أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and bear witness there is no God but Him, and bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear brethren, our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam teaches us al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una daraja, that Iman is more than 70 degrees, and that therefore depending on the degree one attains, Iman can increase or decrease. We hear in the Quran, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَالَّذِي أَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. He instills the sakina in the hearts of the faithful so that they may increase in their iman upon their iman. And the iman might decrease. It might decrease even to zero, as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام teaches, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر شاربها وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن. Those committing adultery or committing theft or committing drinking alcohol, they cannot do that while they are in a state of Iman. Therefore, it may be that the one of us would like to have some idea about the degree of Iman one has attained. And I'm offering a supposition that might be taken for a test of one's Iman. One has to ask himself, in the privacy between his heart and his Lord, if there is a situation في سبيل الله when one is requested to endanger his life or maybe to give away his life, would one welcome that? Would one deep in his heart ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the shahada? And what is our response to that? A few weeks ago, we spoke about a brother from San Diego who went for jihad in Chechnya after he had gone to Bosnia. And he became a martyr, killed in Chechnya fi sabilillah. And amongst the comments I heard from brothers here, oh, he left a wife and four children. It would have been more prudent if he thought about his family before going for jihad, in which he might lose his life. And I searched deep in my memory, who amongst the Muslim martyrs since the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam until now said, wait a little, let me try and arrange something for my children, let me postpone this until I am concrete that my children will be well taken care of if I die. No one did that because everyone knew that if you give your life fi sabilillah, then Allah will look after the whole spectrum from yourself to your family to your friends, etc., etc. Sometimes we hesitate, and this is a deep search in one's heart. It is not something to talk or to speak with your tongue. It needs a soul searching. And indeed, it is my feeling and the expression of those who confided in me the truth that they are not ready yet for Shahada. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an array of ayahs, Allah says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah says, if your fathers or children or siblings or spouses or tribes or wealth you have accumulated or commerce you feel might fade or homes you are comfortable living in, if any of these are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and the jihad in the cause of Allah, then you just wait until Allah brings forth His order, and Allah guides not the people who are fasiq. Allah says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't think that those killed in the cause of Allah are dead. They are alive with their Lord, having their sustenance. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَلَهُمْ نُورُهُمْ. The martyrs with their Lord have their reward and they have their light. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, I wish I was martyred in the cause of Allah and then returned back to life again and martyred again and then came to life again and martyred again. So there is, it seems, some discrepancy between many of us and what the first Muslims were. We might not have the opportunity of Shahada, but at least deep in our heart, it should be a beloved ambition to every one of us, so that we might be rewarded as martyrs according to our niyyah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The Prophet said, مَنْ طَلَبَ الشَّهَادَةَ بِصِدْقِ أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَاءِ وَلَوْ مَاتَ عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ. Whoever seeks martyrdom honestly, Allah will give him the grade of the martyrdom even if he dies in his own bed. It is amazing that, of course, everybody claims Iman. But I wonder, when one of us in the swimming pool at his home relaxes on his back, confident that the water will carry him, are we not as confident in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I wonder, when some of us hear that an investment yields 10% or 15%, they hurry to it, whereas Allah, the investment with Allah yields 1000% or more, but we don't hurry to it. Do we trust water more than we trust Allah? Do we trust worldly investors then we trust Allah's promise in rewarding us 1000%. If so, I am sure we would like to be like the example of the Prophet and his companions, and we would like to be willing to give our lives and our money for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can achieve this. You cannot force yourself to have this wish. But if you don't, then there is something to do, a remedy for the heart, so that it becomes the real mu'min heart. To start with, you have to be honest about it. And that is why I ask you to question yourself, not with other people, but in the privacy between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn al-Khattab was that honest. When the Prophet said, no one of you would have attained faith until he loves me more than himself. And the honest man, Umar ibn al-Khattab, said, Prophet of Allah, I have to admit to you that I love myself more than you. But days later, he came to the Prophet and said, Alhamdulillah, Prophet of God, now I love you more than I love myself. And then try to shape up a certain time for Allah every day. In the hustle and the bustle of life, in your daily work, in socialization, and at the end, in front of television, it seems that we are rushing and hurrying and filling all our 24 hours a day. Carve out a certain time to spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am assuming that you are doing your mandatory worship. But on top of that, try to find 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, and call it the time of Allah. And sit with none else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without hurry, without preoccupation, but in full devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to Him. He wants to listen to you. Repent to Him. He loves those who repent. Listen to Him. And how can you listen to Allah? You have His own words, His very words in the Quran. Read the Quran and make the Quran your character, as it was the character of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And then try and remember, remembrance, dhikr. The Prophet said that Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar are the seeds of paradise. And then try to come closer to Allah by praying more than the obligatory worship, by offering the voluntary worship, the nawafil. Because the Prophet tells us that Allah says, وَلَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أَكُونَ عَيْنَهُ الَّتِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا وَأُذُنَهُ الَّتِي يَسْمَعُ بِهَا وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَقَدَمَهُ الَّتِي يَسْعَى بِهَا وَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى يُصْبِحَ عَبْدًا رَبَّانِيًّا يَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah says that my servant would come closer to me by the non-obligatory worship, and as he gets closer and by his nawafil, he will be so close to me that I become his eyes to see and his ears to hear and his hands to act and his feet to walk about. And then he would be a divine servant that says to the thing be and it is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be amongst them and to lift us up along the long stairway of iman until we become the real mu'mins, insha'Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, we live sad days. The happening in Bosnia are indeed so sad. What eye has not shed its tears, and what heart has not felt the sadness for the happenings to our Muslim brethren in Bosnia? Unfortunately, we do not have much to do, but we can do little, and little upon little upon little upon little can become much. We can help with money. We can write letters. We can speak to people. We can speak to our congressman or congresswoman. And we can pray for them. And we can make our decision that we should build up in a year or in 50 years an Islamic lobby in this country that is capable of influencing things like other lobbies do. We have to do that, although one is completely disillusioned by talks about human rights and the New World Order and the United Nations and democracy. We are disillusioned, but let us not be defeated. Let us do something. Small things that add to one another, and the big things, and building an effective Muslim lobby in this country. In all the times when Muslims went to a country as a minority therein, in a short period of time you would go to the mosque to pray the Jummah, and you find that the majority of the people attending the prayer, not the immigrant Muslims, but the indigent people of the land, because Muslims could propagate Islam. Now we see that almost that all the attendees were born not in this land but elsewhere. We have to work until the indigent people, the addressees, the target people, see the light, and by the grace of God, many of them will become Muslim. We have to do that, my dear brothers. We are losing a battle after battle, but let us not be defeated, because despair is kufr. And we have to keep our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to keep our relations with Him strong and intact. And we have to keep working on ourselves, that we become the real mu'mins, the solid gold, not the gold plated. And when the time comes when we qualify to be given the victory of Allah, Allah will give us His victory. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وارزقنا الشهادة أو نية الشهادة واجعلنا من أتباع نبيك محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وانصرنا وآزرنا في دنيانا وفي أخرانا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة